Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And it used to follow my face. When I first got it, it used to like follow me around, but now it don't turn on.
Motherfucker, it ain't what it used to be.
Like, it man, just did. It's just like on the gimbal like this, and I'm like trying to straighten it out, and it just be dying.
Another podcast, huh? This the most.
I don't get no breaks.
Oh, man.
But I have been trying to stream a little bit more just because I've been at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been wearing this camera out.
You been fucking with that new Street Fighter?
I haven't played it yet. Is it good? It looks good.
It's fun, bro. It kind of feels like Tekken a little bit for some reason, which I like Tekken a lot.
Yeah.
And, one thing I like about it is they just made the special, like you could just throw a Hadouken with one button now. Just square and just Hadouken, which is fucking, I'm throwing them bitches like I'm the police, nigga. Just Hadouken, Duken, Duken.
Ain't that annoying?
It's not. It's fucking fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that the sensitivity of down, midway, forward, it just varies on different systems and different games. And I just hate it.
Like,
yeah, but yeah, the little scoop, but it's just sometimes he'll do it, sometimes he won't. Sometimes he'll do that and he go for Hadouken. We're all you can, and it's like, bro, that's not what I asked you to do. We're getting our ass whipped. I needed a Hadouken to get this nigga up off me. yeah, it's for that part, I do like it. My daughter,
that's a weird thing because when we came up playing video games on Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, whatever your console was, you had to learn those moves. Yeah. And nowadays, kids just get to press one button. I mean, kids and adults, but you know, for those adults that grew up on gaming, it's like, damn, y'all niggas got a sweet, huh? You niggas ain't got to remember. Niggas was writing shit down from the game books in the store because we couldn't afford the books. So they could take a pen and paper in there and write down the moves.
Bro, hold on. Did y'all used to get Game Pro Magazine and then go to the back and get all the codes?
Cheats.
Oh, that was
so much cool. Isn't that so much cooler than just looking it up on Google?
Yes, it is.
Because then it's like not everybody had it. There. Huh?
Yeah.
You never knew what game would even be back there in the cheats part. So you might not even have the game that month.
Oh, right.
For the cheats.
Man. But it was more of a community because you had to either have it yourself or get somebody who had the game. Yeah. And I hear that originated like in arcades, like somebody would know a developer and know about an Easter egg or like a code, and they would just write it down and leave it on the arcade for the next person. But
oh,
now
wow.
You just everybody just Google it.
Too.
I need one Google. Better, nigga. Do y'all remember? I don't know if you do, Pat, because this would have been a little early for you. But CP, do you remember Game Genie?
Yeah,
nigga.
Oh yeah,
Game Genie. Familiar.
Bro, Game Genie was dope. So
Game
look,
Genie gave you access to those cheat codes without having to like do it yourself. So like it was
hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hardware. So it went you put the cartridge on the Game Genie and then you put that in the Nintendo and it came with this book and the book had all the games that Nintendo had released up until that part. And so basically it let you, that was like your first intro to coding because you would use the Game Genie, put the game in, and then you would enter the code from that book of what you wanted.
Like ones and zeros?
No. It would just
be like, yeah. So like
commands.
It was like a hack for the game. So like it would find all of the codes. If that game had secret codes, the game genie would literally like find it. So you had a list of stuff that it could do. So you put your game in Game Genie, and then you would see shit that you didn't even know. Like remember Golden Sonic? Gold Sonic and go crazy with gold.
So in the 8-bit like, version?
No, 16-bit.
16-bit.
Yeah. So is this like an early version of Game Shark? Because it kind of sounds like Game Shark.
I'm not familiar with Game Shark. What was it?
Game Shark was like that. It was like hardware that you put in and then you got cheat codes. I never had it, but.
Might be the same thing.
Yeah. It was crazy. And I never even realized, like, nigga, that was like our first intro to like coding because you were backdooring all the software. Yeah. And getting all like, so you'll start a game, you got 100 men, I mean, you got 100 lives, you got unlimited ammo, you can jump fast, I mean, high air, run fast, all of that shit. If that was baked in there, and they had left that Easter egg there, then you could get all of that shit.
You said 100 men, and Meg started looking so serious, like, really? So if I could get like a date genie, maybe I could put that in.
Date genie?
Sign me up for that.
A date genie.
100 is a lot.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of two niggas.
That shit came in handy when you're playing something like Castlevania and you're going against one of them big ass monsters.
Or like something like any of the Contra reboots or any of those kind of games where
man, up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start, man.
Yeah.
I feel like those games had to be hella difficult.
It was different ones, actually.
I would do up, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, start, select.
It was different ones.
Honey, Contra. Oh, yeah.
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 That's crazy. Now you just buy the DLC. Now you just ask for $4.
Man, that's real.
That sucks, though. I feel like we kind of done with the whole like secret codes and hidden character type shit.
Mm.
I heard Marvel did like a secret website for what's the one with the. Nick Fury, he has his own spinoff.
Secret Invasion?
Out? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that out yet?
The first episode is.
Man, so there was a website that if you had the secret code, they was putting it out online. You could have gone and seen the trailer before it released.
Mm.
I'm glad Samuel Jackson getting the show, man. That's what's up. They was doing my nigga bad, man.
How?
Not doing him bad, but he just come in every any movie and be like, we don't got a lot of time. And then that was it. Like
he's the Hollywood urgency guy.
Yeah.
Has Nick Fury ever been to Wakanda?
Not that we know of. We've never seen it on camera.
Why not? Why the black man can't go to Wakanda? He's supposed to be there.
Right? They give him like a
vibranium. Because we don't all have to be at the same place, Lulu.
Unless his leather jacket is fake.
We don't all have to be at the same place. Now we got to
out. I think it's just disrespectful that he has not been there. It's like, really, my guy?
Into America.
Vibranium mine real quick? Like, nothing?
He can go to Wisconsin, can't go to Wakanda. That's bullshit. You're right. That's bullcrap. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the baby, though. What's up to the baby?
What up? Baby Scoop.
That baby.
Hi.
I remember when I was that age, man. I love breasts way more than I do now. You know what I'm saying? Like. Life back then. It was like.
It was your life source.
Man, now it's like, you know, it's cool. You know,
it's cool.
They're cool.
Titties, I feel like breasts. Cool, you reached that stage of your life, CP.
Right.
I just grew up and the booties took over. You know what I'm saying? It was like, that nigga Chance the Rapper could say, he realized what booties could do. We gonna get it, pop. You know what I'm saying? It just changed, man. Titties became like, you ever go to a restaurant and they got a real good Caesar salad? You're like, wow, okay, cool. But you know what I'm saying? Like, most restaurants don't. And it's like, all right, I ain't worried about this Caesar salad, man. Caesar salad is cool. but I'm here.
Hey, for titties ain't Caesar salad. Give it more than Caesar salad.
What are they? What are they? What are they?
Hey, titties are like mashed potatoes. The booty is the steak, but the mashed potatoes is a very good side.
Can I say this, Dan? Can we go here? Booty is the turf. Titties are the surf. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, surf.
I'll take that.
You feel me? Like,
that's not me. Lobster is still good. Lobster is expensive.
Oh. Hey, good. It's arguable which one is better between the surf and the turf,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
Some dudes just don't like lobster, you know?
Some dudes are vegetarian.
Oh. Different strokes, different folks. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I came for the broccoli. Hey, dog. Oh, man.
Nigga just came for the and. Or the surf and the turf.
I'll take that ampersand. That's hilarious.
That's funny as hell, bro. Okay.
Aren't we clever?
All right, man. How was everybody's weekend?
I was actually pretty pretty. It was dope, man.
Pretty good.
Amazing.
Well, update for everybody. I might as well tell y'all now. I guess I don't really know when to tell y'all.
What happened?
But your girl's married.
Hey, I was wondering when you was gonna tell everybody.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Kiss my ass. Wasn't no invite sent out. Wasn't no pictures sent out. What's going on?
Well, when
was
you
big head bounce
a secret invasion.
Out.
No, we just no, we just decided to elope on, and it was just gonna be me and him, but then we decided to invite my parents and the babies.
It was an elope?
Yeah, because we just wanted to do something quick. Like the amount of people he has in Georgia, the amount of people I have, it was just too much. So we were like, let's just go. We'll do something later. Y'all will get an invite later. But we'll probably do like a reception and everything, like maybe like first year anniversary or something. But right, it was just easy.
I was just talking to you 2 weeks ago. You ain't say shit, girl. Like, what the fuck?
Do you know how many throw rice and cook it jokes that I had? Oh, man. I had so many throw rice and cook it jokes. I mean, they write themselves. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, I was so ready, man.
Don't worry, you can still do that. You'll do it next year.
There was a net to catch all the rice.
The bamboo net.
This is good wedding rice.
Wedding rice.
Hey, congratulations, Meg Scoop. We can't do those jokes anymore.
Ha ha, I gotta find new jokes.
Hey, don't count until you make it to your first year. We're still doing the jokes.
Hey, don't count now. Damn!
Oh, that's
soon as you get off the Zoom, we're going to take bets. What y'all think? 6 months?
She's on marriage probation.
Go get them benefits after the first year, baby girl. Trust and believe.
Okay.
Ain't no life insurance going to protect y'all nothing.
Man, believe me, y'all, man.
Give me some advice, you two married people and you unmarried people.
Girl, I ain't got nothing for you. Keep him. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Cook clean and be his best friend.
He said, don't go nowhere.
In reality, man, don't run away from the uncomfortable conversations. Run toward them. Because the more you have them, the easier they get to have. And then, like, that uncomfortable conversation, all that shit, it's just like clouds over your marriage. So the more you have them, the less cloudy days it would be. It'd be easier to talk about anything. That's the most difficult part, is being completely transparent and honest with your partner. But once you start doing that, it makes it easier to do. And then it gets to a point where there's nothing y'all can't talk about or get through.
Hey, and don't wear matching outfits, because it's only a couple outcomes of matching outfits. First of all, one of y'all not going to look better than the other one, right? Or both of y'all going to look the same. That's it. Matching outfits, don't do that. You feel me?
This is why, you know, one of them matching outfits.
I love a good matching outfit.
Right?
I mean, hey, man. Make sure the outfit is flattering for both of y'all. Because, you know what I'm saying? Remember, back in the day, girls would be trying to wear Jabot jeans. But look, baby girl, what are we doing? Both of us in our Jabots? Why are we both in our Jabots? Why do we both have on our Jabots?
Both of y'all got the straps, the color Jabots too.
Both got on our factory worker Jabots for our factory worker. Jabos. Okay.
Well, listen, this is about as good a place as any to start the episode. We got the OG squad in the building. Of course, we got Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez, CP, Meg Scoop, newly married wife, matrimony Meg Scoop, and I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, fellas. Remember those days when you was always ready to go? Now? You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bedroom. Listen up. BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. But here's the thing. They do it in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You can take them at any time, day or night. So you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is so simple, all right? Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part about all of this is that it's all done online, so no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. So I'm saying, you could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Blue Chew wants to help you discover better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather fight your way out of a jail versus swim to shore from a sinking ship?
How far away is this sinking ship?
It ain't close.
How far? Give me an estimate.
I'd say... about an hour away from takeoff from LA.
An hour by boat?
Like, by plane. In that distance. I'm thinking like on the way to Hawaii, so I was thinking plane, but yes, an hour away for sure by boat, obviously.
By ship?
By ship.
by plane, which is further.
Yeah, it would be faster, but yeah, by ship.
All right, so this jail, have these niggas eaten lunch already, or like, are they hungry?
Is it federal? Is it state? Is it county?
This is like, I don't know if y'all seen Extraction 2, but this is like that type of jail, nigga. Like, niggas is just out for carnage and rage and chaos.
But do I have, like, the talent of Jason what's his name? The transporter.
Jason Bourne? Or Jason Statham?
Yeah. Do I have, like, his skills, or is it just me?
Well, if we borrowing skills, I want Michael Phelps skills.
Right. Right. Give me Namor, please. Thank you. Yeah. I'll be Namor.
Lou, you got the skills that you got from our United States Army. That's what you got. You got those skills.
Hey, I didn't go there. Right. I don't have any of those. Yeah,
Did you at the YMCA?
I didn't get none of that. All you got is what you gonna do with them? What is it, laser skills that you did?
Laser tag. I can teach laser tag in a pinch.
Tahir, this is horrible.
I know, bro.
Wait, an hour swimming is long, but an hour ship, that's like a 4-hour swim, ain't it?
I don't know. Everybody at the jail against me. Or can I blend into the melee and hide? And
you can try to blend. You can try to blend, but you know, like, you know,
oh, this is a riot.
Bar fights and jumpings and shit like that. If motherfuckers don't know what side you on or what you trying to do, they just might hit you. So,
it's a riot.
Yeah.
Skip, that water gonna have sharks and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, these is infested ass waters. Like. Yeah.
It's danger on both sides. It's danger from like getting your ass beat or getting killed or hit in the head with a pipe or something like that. It's danger in the water from the sharks, the current, the wave.
Can we get a floaty from this ship? There's a lot of resources. Can we like
get you a float? Yeah, you can get a floaty. Not a raft, but like a floaty or a buoy,
it's
something like
sharks.
That.
Sharks.
That's scary as hell.
Do I have really a shank? Those. Can I get a shank? Like, goddamn. Like, what is it?
Well, I mean, CP, if you're fighting in the jail, somebody gonna have a shank. So hopefully somebody drops it after they get shanked. Now you could pick up said shank and you could try to shank your way out of that situation.
There's dolphins in the ocean. Hopefully you can get on one and fly back. I mean,
that's
like,
not that's
float
not,
on
that's
back.
Not, that's not the same not thing at nice. All,
who told
that's
you dolphins will just give you a ride?
Dolphins can't fly.
I'm saying the probability of you like, oh, I found a shank. Let me use it on this riot to get my way out of here.
Dolphins try to fuck you first and then take you to safety because they... Dolphins are the rapists of the sea.
That might happen in prison too. Somebody might...
I was about to say that. Here's the thing.
Somebody might take you to safety, then fuck you.
It might rape you to the shore just the whole way. Just swim, pump, smooth, swim, pump, smooth. And you're just like,
Hey, but if you were on a sinking ship, it 4 hours swim away, and a dolphin was like, I'll take you back right now. I just gotta fuck you first, real quick. And the dolphin dick wasn't that big. Would you let the dolphin fuck you for just a little bit for a full ride back to shore?
So you said it won't count because the dick ain't that big.
What is this, prostitution sea animals? Like, what?
I'm saying if it was a magical dolphin, but it was like, I'll do something for you, you do something
for
me.
Man, we drowning.
Why does he want to have sex with a human?
Will it take a hand? Listen.
That's what I'm saying. A hand job in the water gonna feel like the same thing.
It doesn't know what hands are.
This is what I would do. I would cut my feet like this underneath the dolphin for like a foot tunnel.
CP, if you could bend your body like that, nigga, you deserve.
What you mean? I'm gonna straddle the dolphin on the top, but I'm putting my feet down like
this. You gonna jerk the dolphin with your feet?
Well, if the dolphin was like, all right, that'll work, but you got to go eat the whole time, would you do it?
You got to stay above water. I can't eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, man.
You know, I would do it. Ain't nobody going to see that shit. I'm in the middle of the ocean, y'all.
You got to drown.
It's my word against the dolphin.
Of that, Lulu. Somebody going to see that and be like,
wait,
look,
Lulu.
Oh, it's not going to say nothing.
You get to shore and people see you and shit. Now the news cameras covering all that shit. You think you good, all of that. All of a sudden, the dolphin is like, hey, I can tell y'all what really happened.
Or
it was a drone that you just didn't see.
Hey, if a dolphin can talk, if he talked to you, it's like, hey, I'll take you, but you're going to have to do something for your boy. Now he in front of the cameras talking regular shit.
Can I tell y'all what you do? Can I tell you what you do in that situation? Listen, thank you. You know what you're doing? You put your hand over the blowhole about a block away from shore.
So he pass out and he can't say shit.
And you choke him out, right? And then from there, you swim. The dolphin dead now.
That dolphin is gonna dive and take you under the water and you're gonna die trying to come through the blowhole.
All right, so as soon as he start talking, I'm on the shore. You just grab a handful of sand and pack that motherfucker in. Pack the hole up.
Wait. What if a recent survivor like sees the dolphin and they're like, hey, I had to fuck that dolphin to survive. Hey, I remember that dolphin.
The dolphin like,
Oh my gosh, y'all just got this little rapist dolphin.
It's the
just
tuna
swimming
rapist.
The seas looking
for what you did to get back.
Looking for unsuspecting people who are stranded to get
and then
hand
it turns
jobs
into
from
a Netflix series.
Swimming around.
And then you gotta do a documentary about how you got to shore, and everybody gonna know you fucked the dolphin. This is a
good thing about that. Me and Pat, y'all remember we was in Vegas and we did that dolphin thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we asked the lady, do the dolphins rape? And they didn't say no. They were like, well, now.
Yeah, we had to cut that part.
You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Are they upset with us? Like, she never like confirmed that they would not rape you. Like, she was like, yeah, well, you know.
Hey,
like humans?
Or like each other?
Humans.
I seen two documentaries that said dolphins be raping people in the ocean.
What? Let me look. We had to cut so much of CP's conversation in that dolphin. it was like a smooth 4% that made it.
That made it? You had to cut out 96%.
He was like, hey, what's up? What are we doing today? And then it was like,
first of all, the dolphin. Bye. The dolphin shit was a TikTok. The dolphin shit at us. Don't forget that. We were chilling. The dolphins had to throw some shit on us. Yeah, the dolphins were very, very aggressive, very flirty.
That shit was funny.
Over the top.
What is a flirty dolphin?
Just like, you know,
like they like go like this with their fin on your
instead
balls.
Of, like, man, instead of going like, they were like,
Spice Adams dolphin.
Spice Adams. Dolphin had juke cologne and shit. He had a cigarette.
Not a juke cologne.
Did the dolphin swim to you with his pussy out?
Any like, angle.
With his pussy out.
Like on the side, like, hey.
I don't remember what it looked like. It didn't look like nothing was down there.
Yeah. It
so
did.
You was looking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I'm about to look this up. What does dolphin penis look like?
Dolphin dick.
Dolphin dick. Google that, man, because then now the dolphins know your algorithm. The dolphins are.
Don't go oh my gosh, them. Y'all. This is like crazy. Okay, this is what somebody put. Warning animal. Wait, hold on. Don't show it yet. Put it down. I got to read the caption with that because that's what came up for me too. Dolphins have penises that are so terrifyingly long and retractable that they are constantly wrapping them around females and males to have relations. The dolphin penis can also swivel and can operate like a human hand to feel out objects. Y'all, look
that's
at
dope.
This.
Oh, that is huge.
Bulbous.
What if you were swimming and a dolphin penis just grabs your dick?
That grabbed our dick?
Because it says it could form like into a hand.
Hand. Like oh, wrap wow. around stuff.
Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, hey, stop playing, dolphin. Stop playing.
This
would
is
you let the dolphin finish?
No.
Look at this is what a mermaid.
Oh, we can't see. It's too
like.
Bright. Angle down.
This is there what a mermaid's go. Dick would look like.
And Ariel wanted to leave the sea. Why did anyone even create that? Who
I have no him? Idea, but there's like a whole anatomy.
I would hey, never leave the ocean.
Having too much time on their hands, bro.
Right.
why was that made?
What are you on when you got that high? You was like, you know what is missing from the internet?
Merman penis.
The more you know.
Entire anatomy of a mermaid.
This That's is just, funny. I feel like the ocean is telling us to leave her alone.
No, it's okay?
Nigga, man,
it is
I
way
agree.
Too much stuff happening in the ocean. The ocean is sick of us.
Bro, did you see, like, I mean, outside of like the orcas that have been sinking ships and shit, did you see that alligator that like climbed in the boat and the dude had to put his like hand on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
like,
did see it.
It's one climbed thing where? To see an alligator from the boat, but it's like this was like a little fishing boat. He climbed in. The alligator climbed in the boat, was like, yeah, y'all niggas think I was safe?
The alligator's 13 feet. Of course he's coming into the boat to see what's going on with y'all.
I'm sorry, why do they not have, I feel like if you're going out there and you know alligators out there, why do you not have a gun, a rifle, a shotgun, something?
Because you in their home. You coming in their world.
Who's this little raft that I got is mine, okay? You don't come up on here. You ain't paid $100 that I paid to get on
the raft. But you swimming in their living room, man. You got your raft in their living room.
Well, okay. No, that's like driving through somebody block and they just get in your car like, hey, what's up? Like, damn, it's still my car.
Right.
Fuck that alligator. I don't know why anybody does swamp stuff anyways. Have y'all ever been in one of those fan boats?
Nah.
Yeah, I've never done one, but I definitely want to.
It looks fun, but it's mm-hmm. just like, is the swamp part worth it? Because you can get attacked by hippos and alligators.
And hippos run fast.
Hippos, but ain't that, wait, are there hippos in swamp water in the U.S.? Or is that only in like Africa or something?
I don't think there is hippos in the U.S.
Here we go, look.
Right.
Hey, what?
Yeah,
he was holding this. Double, hey, animals are sick of us.
And that's a different video than the one I saw, the original one.
So
I
that
saw,
just be right? happening.
Yeah, yeah. On that note, I forgot the jail I'm in is gonna be a lot of out of shape bitches. So
which one is that?
The first one, the option of fighting in the prison.
Yeah, but what prison is that?
Any female prison. I'm gonna be.
Wait, honest. Did you say jail or prison to hear?
Well, there's a riot. I'm assuming prison and a riot.
Yeah, jail riot. It's like y'all niggas ain't here for that long.
So if there's a riot in county, I'm definitely out same day. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh shit! Evidently, this is maybe like a common occurrence. Here's another video. This one I had never even seen before.
Yeah, y'all in their house, in their living room.
Swamps ain't even pretty enough to risk this.
What are people doing? Are they fishing? They're just fishing in a swamp? There's ooh, a lot of a
big ass alligator.
Oh, hell no.
That's called a crop.
And then why they got the nerve to get close to it? Like, really?
They want the people to get the bang for their buck. Oh, shit, it got on the boat. I'm off the boat. I'm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's a trained actor.
I mean, they pulled up so close, it was like he was getting picked up.
Hey, yes. Now, Gary, I'm going to need you to go across when we pull up. Roll, just run across, okay, Gary? You'll get your extra fish when we get off.
Well, like an Uber. Like, alligator, gator.
Oh, man.
You checking the boat for the license plate? Yeah,
that's you. He's like, oh, this ain't my boat.
Hey, my way out of a women's prison is going to be pretty easy.
Oh, that happens a lot on those boats you was just talking about, Pat.
Which ones? The ones that we just saw?
Nah.
Damn, both.
Meg, I got hands. I don't know if you know, but I got some.
Dude, I'm a boxer, so I can use my hands. I'm all right.
So we good. I box too. Let's go.
Look at him. He's stuck on the boat. He got on the boat and got stuck.
I'd rather that than him not
being stuck. Alligator meat tonight.
Wait a minute to hear. Did you see that alligator squeeze through that fence and like bend it up?
Mm-mm.
What fence?
It was like one of those black, like jail barry kind of fences.
Uh-huh.
Those are strong.
Yeah. He squoze through it and like bent it. Like
squoze?
Squoze.
I feel like that's appropriate.
Wow. Like squoze go crazy.
It should be.
It should have been squeezed.
It's not.
I think it should have been squeezed.
No, oh, it's squeezed.
Yeah, ED at the end.
That's whack.
Because what added if you did the ED? You did the ED part.
You squeezed it. You didn't squeeze
it like last week. That's
you
squoze.
Added the ED and then changed everything else.
Squoze?
Whoa,
I was about to squeeze, but I remember I squoze yesterday.
Try it.
It sounds amazing. So squoze is not a word. I've been
it
writing
should
that
be
down.
Squoze.
It should be squoze.
It should be squoze.
It should definitely be squoze, though. Damn.
I was.
It does sound better, actually.
I saw this one video yesterday. I guess I didn't like it or save it, but a dude was fishing on a bank, and then it cuts to him like pulling his stuff out, and then it shows this alligator come out the water and start chasing him. Like the alligator was like, nigga, I told you get on out of here, boy.
And like, wait, like he caught it?
Huh? No, he didn't catch it. He was just like, hey, nigga, ain't no fishing here. The dude kept fishing. And he came out the water like, hey, fuck, nigga, didn't I say ain't no fishing here, boy? And then, like, he was chasing him, like alligator on his legs. Like, yo, that shit was crazy.
He was moving fast?
Yeah.
That's basically like a drug dealer running down on another drug dealer for like selling on his block.
Right.
He was taking fish.
It probably was the fish that he'd been trying to get all day. You know, fish are kind of fast in the water. Like, this
oh, about it.
Yeah.
Like all the fish that were caught right in front of like a predator. He was like about to eat. And they were like,
gotta be quicker than that.
You gotta be quicker than that.
But wait, we've been talking about the water a lot. How's it? Oh, what is this one to hear?
This is the dude.
Oh, I'd have chased him too.
Oh, no, run!
And then he got the nerve to slow down. Why do people do this?
It's crazy how close to a main street that is.
Yeah.
Right? And he just turns around and goes like, back in the people. Water like, yeah, think you know what the fuck it is.
That is crazy.
That's a what man it's had about. Them old man hips like Kane granddaddy on Menace. Maybe he had the big old man BBL hips.
What we doing? Prison or the sea? Y'all swimming or y'all fighting?
I'm fighting. Prison. I got hands.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna die either way, but
yeah.
Yeah, we fighting for our life both ways.
Yeah, yeah. At least you know, you'll get a funeral fucking with the prison.
You say what? You get what?
You'll get a funeral fucking with the prison. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have a big ass.
On solid ground. Like, I feel like I just have a better chance on solid ground versus yeah. water.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just not equipped for in a pool.
You can't no, to water. Hear you look, to hear you got a lot of jelly. You float. You be good.
Hey, niggas get married and want to pop off real quick though.
Wait.
Whoa,
wait,
this dude. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing new. You got niggas this. Get, you could have get this married last and week and a week off before. Real quick.
Hey, you said he had a lot of jelly. Got a lot of jelly.
It's unanimous with the fighting. We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that most people don't like accidents, whether it's automobile accident, a slip and fall, or anything like that. I remember one time I was riding with a friend and we were going less than 3 miles just to go pick up a pizza, and she got rear-ended and she freaked out, panicked, worried about what would happen. Lawyers need to get involved, insurance and all of that type of stuff. And she ended up not making a police report, and then her back was hurting for like months after, right? But I'm telling her, I completely understand, because that those situations are so scary and you don't know the right thing to do. Well, in comes Morgan and Morgan. If you've ever been injured, you should check out Morgan and Morgan, because it's America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers. With over $15 billion recovered for clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you a full and fair compensation. Submitting an injury claim is super easy. It's more like using an app than actually hiring a lawyer. And with Morgan & Morgan, in 8 clicks or less, you can submit your claim. So a lot of times, you don't even have to leave your couch, all right? If you've ever been injured, check them out. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/squad or dial #529 from your cell phone. Again, that's forthepeople.com/squad or #529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
Second topic of the day, we have, would you rather travel the world broke versus be rich but can never travel? So in this instance, you're rich because you run a business, a multiple businesses, but you're so busy you can never travel. You can never be gone like that. Now you got
when
all
you
time,
say travel, how far are we talking?
The world.
Like you can't like drive an hour to like a staycation
no,
at a lake.
You can't like take vacations.
Oh, so you can't go nowhere. Like, you're not even going to, like I said, like
wherever
an hour away.
Wherever your city is where you can kick it at. You can kick it, like, if you're in L.A., obviously you can go to the beach and shit like that. You can go to Six Flags. But you can't, like, you know, you can't take a trip to the Aspens. You can't go to Hawaii. You can't
go to, like, Joshua Tree either, right? Or, like, you can't
leave. No, you
leave.
Can do that. That's within the realms. I give you Joshua
Tree. But that's a vacation.
It's getting sticky.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the radius?
Okay, so the radius is
it got to be like 30 miles.
No. I'll give you a 75 mile radius.
Okay, so then on the flip side, that's like that's still money while you travel, but not broke. You're not like homeless in every city that you're seeing.
Yeah, no, like so, like you're not traveling glamorous at all. You're like backpacking. You're like hopping on
hostels,
you're doing hostels, you might camp out, that type of thing. Like you're foraging for your food.
Foraging?
Yeah. If you can't hop, you know how to. You have these skills.
Wait, hold on. Tahir, when I'm not traveling, is it like a regular life, or I'm also poor when I live at home?
So, like, you are one of those type of people. You meet people easily. People gravitate to you. So, like, they let you crash on the couch. You eat with them. That type of stuff. And you tell them, "Hey, I'm just traveling the world. I'm getting all the experiences. So I don't really have a lot." And you meet the right people. So in this instance, you won't meet any serial killers or rapists or anything like that. Everybody you meet is kind and all of that. Like, but you have like zero to you have very limited funds.
So you're
you have enough money for your next train ticket or bus ticket. You're not living luxurious in any of this.
You know, I don't know if there's anywhere I want to see enough to stay at a hostel. I'd rather not visit that place.
You know, if I was younger, if I was in like my early 20s and there was like guarantee of like no sex trafficking or rape, I would do it. But at this big age, honey, the pillows ain't comfortable, okay?
Girls walking to the bar expecting a free drink from some nigga, it's like, we don't have it like that. I'm not going anywhere broke. Because why do I have to if the alternative is to be rich and have everything I want right where I'm at?
Yeah. My homegirl told me she goes to the bar and she gets an empty glass and just has to put ice in it. And then she waits for niggas to come up to her and be like, "What you drinking?" It's like, "Oh, I just finished whatever. She's like, "I never pay for drinks."
Crazy. That's too much.
You know what's crazy? Okay, so a long time ago, I did that. Because, like, I never ever went to a bar looking for any man to pay my drinks, right? But dudes would just pay for it. And I'd be like, "Oh, that's nice." And then one time I was like, I'm going to just go in here. And I did something that she did. I actually bought one drink, though. But I drank it and left the empty cup there. And then when the bartender would come and be like, "No, just leave it." Because I wanted to see if somebody was going to buy me a drink. And they nobody will. Did.
Con artists. That's what y'all thirsty. Are. Con artists.
Mm-hmm. So it was like when I didn't expect it happened, but when I expected it, it didn't happen.
Well, you know what, Meg? It's because, like, guys, we usually get you to drink because we want some time and your conversation. Niggas knew who you was. It was like, "Nah, I ain't trying to talk to her, my boy."
What? Like, no, this was when I was in, like, my early 20s. This was, like, a good, like, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, they saw that the drink was a milk, so they were like, "Man, she ain't on shit."
First of all, I used to drink scotch on the rocks.
What's that?
It's all with the milk.
Scotch on the rocks? Yeah. What are you, a cowboy? Like, what are you talking about right now? I take a scotch on the rocks and
just thought that was like, ooh, that's like a bossy drink right there. Terrible. Hated it, but I would order it because I thought it made me look cool.
Do you know what scotch does to your shoulders?
I'm not mature enough to be a bartender.
That explains a lot.
You say what, Pat?
Gotcha, lock your shit up. Go ahead.
Bartender's got to be mature as hell. Can you imagine seeing some lady try that? Like, "Yeah, just give me a glass full of ice," and nobody buy her no drinks, and she just got a melted glass of ice. And then she just sitting there. I don't know if I couldn't let that go. I'd be like,
I would be like, "Here, girl, go ahead and get you a little shot. It's a rough night tonight. Here you go."
It looks like you're waiting on a water. Like, just waiting on the water. Waiting on the water.
Ice. I'll drink in 20 minutes.
Crazy. No, I never. I can't do that.
Which part?
Just, I can't just go there and get a glass of ice and just hopefully.
And hope
maybe a dude come and buy me a drink.
I feel like the older you get, it's like, I don't need you. Like, I want a drink. I came out here because I wanted to have a drink. I wanted to enjoy myself.
Do that
with or without you.
You said, "What?" Meg,
that's a great idea. Look, women, y'all need to walk in there and get you a cup of ice. If the ice melts before somebody gets you a drink, you're ugly and you should leave. That way we eliminate them from the club at all, right? Because tonight nobody bought you. Take your water, bam, sip that water, and go to the car and start it up and go home. But if you get your cup of ice and then somebody puts liquor in it, then you know you've earned yourself more club time. Now, it's like when Sonic gets you underwater, you had to get to that air bubble, like bloop bloop, and then you know what I'm saying, if you don't get to the air bubble, you're done.
And once you strike out, don't bring your ugly ass back to that bar. You gotta go to a different bar.
Wow. It could be a slow night.
Bartender be like, "Hey, it's melted ice."
And Meg, not like, ugly, just on. Uglier it's than other melty. Women that are there. Like you might be the ugliest. You still cute. You might be the ugliest.
Yeah, nah, that gonna fuck with my ego.
That girl might be the cutest girl, but she probably don't look as easy as some other girls. Cause y'all know men know when it's like, oh, this girl here, easy, right here. This is gonna be easy in the bag.
You've been married and you've been having kids. You ain't been to the club in a while. Niggas still got hella audacity. All right, niggas know that women be out of their league and still go shoot their shot at them. So, nah, you ain't been in a while, Meg. Bless your heart. You out of touch.
Meg, like, why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me? Why are you attempting to talk to me? You give me that baby girl, come on.
A nigga laugh like that in your face and don't have no front teeth. That's confidence, nigga.
That is true. Liquid courage.
It's hard to go around.
Have y'all ever got rejected by a chick at a club or a bar?
Oh, many times.
Yeah. Back in the day.
What is the rejection? Like, what is the worst rejection you've gotten? What did she say?
I'll tell you. When you used to, back in the day at the parties, girls would be dancing, like twerking, and then up to them.
And they stop. Yes.
Put your pelvis on them, and then
that was like high school, though.
Yeah, or high school. Well, you were younger, so yeah, maybe high school for y'all. Then it went straight into like consent. College. But like back then, a girl would stop dancing and be like, and then you'd be like, oh shit, all right,
that
all right,
sucks. You know, that's for sure.
The best outcome stand in front that situation of you. Is her saying, huh? I'm okay. The worst is her screaming.
Screaming
and laughing, and our homegirls laughing at you and all of that.
Like
shit.
What? What do you mean screaming?
Like how he just did.
Her girl be in front of her. Her girl be like, mm-mm.
Like if I'm dancing with a dude, I make my girl stand right there, and she be like, I don't even got to turn around. I'm just like, I'm out. You just walk away. She pull you with her. Like, girl, let's
and
go.
You be still there humping. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, what if your homegirl don't got the same taste as you, and you turn around and you're like, hey.
That's what you gotta
say. And we
gotta
friends or what?
Shit.
Wait, like what if your homegirl say no and then you walk away and then she start dancing with
she's fucking it up with
that, then that ain't your homegirl.
Like, said, no, I want him. That's
what I meant. No, I want him. That's hilarious.
Please, no, please.
I meant please.
Please don't do this to me.
This mean, please.
Oh gosh.
Now, I used to, my homegirl, she knew my type. So she would like give me a heads up, like, nah, that ain't you ain't gonna like him.
And every time single like, right now, it's her fault. Lulu, it's her fault. Like you could have found you a nigga. Your girl, like, nah.
No. Hated on you.
Now she the one that told me, she's like, you need to just settle down, get you an ugly dude, and just be happy. And I was like, you're right, man. She's like, an ugly dude might treat you right. And I was like, you're right. So that's where I've been venturing off to now.
Ugly dudes. You've
been going to bars and seeing niggas with glass of ice.
Lulu like, got him.
Hey, little daddy, you want me to fill that cup or something?
What you want, scotch on the rocks, little daddy?
Globe or Bud Light?
I feel like the nigga version of that is buying tables. Niggas go to clubs, buy tables, and they're just like, all right, where's the bitches?
Yeah. That is should so be here true. By now. That is so true.
I have a table.
Drinks, had the sparklers come. Hopefully the women follow the sparklers.
That's what the sparklers are for. It's like, he bought a table.
Yeah.
I don't like all that attention. I went to the Empire Records brunch yesterday. And it was like all rappers and shit. And when I tell you, like the club and everything, they had it, you know, to the nines. Like it was amazing. They had chicks swinging from the ceiling, and the chicks came down on the big disco ball, and they're doing all this type of stuff. Beautiful aesthetically, but it was so boring because everybody's just on their phone or like, you know, fixing their jewelry or smoking.
Wait, this is a brunch?
At a brunch, yeah. Well, Empire Records, so.
Was anybody eating at this brunch?
They had people walking around with trays, but it looked like little corn dogs. Like, it was just, we left there and we went to the Waffle to get something to eat because it was like, every tray that I saw, corn it was like only one touch. Item left on it. It's like, who getting the food so goddamn fast? I need to come out at a
You gotta go stand rate. By the door.
Yeah. I was trying to. It was packed as fuck there. It was free drinks, all you could drink for free. Every bar was
packed. That's so funny, y'all, to hear by the door grabbing everything except one and then going back to the table like,
food. Hey, have you seen the corn dog guy? He's like tied up in the closet.
He's in the bathroom on a toilet eating all the corn dogs.
Hey, man, I wanted to see what them shits was hitting on. I couldn't. Niggas was getting that shit fast.
Hey, corn dogs is a wild choice for a rapper brunch. Imagine seeing your favorite rapper in a table eating the corn dogs.
It was probably like the little sausage pancake thing, but it was smaller than like a regular corn dog. I don't know, bro. I ain't get a chance
to Jimmy Dean
lying to hear you ate them.
I didn't. I wish I would have.
I don't know if you could walk past a link and bread combination. We have not yet seen you just turned down. And if you did, I'm so proud of you, brother. Because I know you was like, what are they doing? I got my suit on and shit. What are they doing?
They brought out the glizzies with sparklers. Like,
Tahir was in the broke nigga section with no glizzy. He's like, damn. Oh, shit. One day, man.
One day, Tahir.
Hey, man, let's put it to
it's going
to
be us.
Glizzy. Y'all can kiss my ass about that. Let's put it to a vote.
Come on.
Travel the world, topic. Or rich and never travel. What y'all going with?
That was the topic.
Rich and never travel.
Rich. I'll just
virtual live in reality.
Rich.
Rich. Okay. Pat, what'd you say? Virtual reality? Oh, that's VR, how you're gonna travel? Yeah.
Be like, load like up that. Brazil.
Traveling around the world sounds cool, but I like my amenities, man. I might have to rich and never travel with that one. All right. Another unanimous vote. We're gonna jump right into this last topic of the day, right after this. Last topic of the day. Homeless in Hawaii versus jail in Alaska.
Homeless in Hawaii sounds like a great comedy.
How is it even slightly comparable to here?
Well, homeless in Hawaii is still homeless, right? The weather might be great and all of that type of stuff, but you're still homeless. You can't shower on a regular basis. You don't know if you're going to get food that day. All of that, all of the things that go along with that is just in Hawaii. In Alaska, it's cold as fuck, but at least you got a roof over your head. You're getting 3 meals a day. You don't have much freedom, but you have consistent shelter and food.
Security,
This is jail.
Why did the wizard put us this in two jail. Prisons in one day?
Hey, man. Choose wisely, niggas.
I'm gonna be homeless in Hawaii because you can wake up like, well, it's a beautiful morning.
Why
did your voice change? Like,
well, it's a beautiful
morning. Why is that your homeless voice?
Why do you know that that's what you're gonna sing out the gate? Like,
it'll be a nice day. You can take a shower in the rain in a waterfall, right?
Then, or in the ocean.
No, you don't want to get in the ocean. We already discussed because you fuck around, float away. You know what I'm saying? If you slip, listen, Hawaii ocean is different, man. It'd be sharks close to the beach.
That's a lot of places, but you can see. I mean, you're not going that far in. You just go under a dip and come out.
I'm not trying to wash my vagina.
How much of a control freak are you to try to control?
Oh, that's good, girl. Salt water is good. Okay, it cleans everything. It kills germs. It does.
Yeah, you don't want it getting in your pee hole, though. Fuck that.
What the hell wild animals are in Hawaii?
Boars?
Don't they have boars?
Like a bunch of chill-ass animals. Like all the high animals are in Hawaii. Like,
that's what we think. You wake up, a pack of flamingos is fucking outside.
Yeah, I think flamingos is out there. Are they out there?
Are they? I don't know what's out there.
I feel like I ain't never seen no flamingos in Hawaii.
How often are you in Hawaii?
3 times a year.
God damn.
That's a lot of Hawaii.
You got a lot of islands on your face. So I can see that. You got a lot of islands on your face. If you like satellite view, like, oh, look at that cluster of tropical islands on Tahir's face.
That didn't even make sense. Shut up.
All right.
Not your friend. Not your friend.
People who know maps would get it. I mean, I would love to see a negative.
Any cartographers, that was joke was for you.
Thank you, marine biologist. Somebody's like, yeah, I like this guy. But no, man.
I like this guy.
Homeless in Hawaii is just, it sounds sweet. I would have t-shirts, start selling t-shirts, homeless in Hawaii. I made them all this morning. I drew them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, now, if you got a talent, you can kind of clean up, I guess. If you got a talent, you can sing or something like that. You can kind of clean up.
Beautiful morning.
Not that nigga.
CP, you can sell fish from the ocean. You can catch fresh tuna and stuff like that. And
anybody buying no fish from somebody who musty?
In Hawaii,
all the fishermen are musty. What do you mean?
Tourism, they don't care about that. There's niggas tying big leaves together and selling them for like $30.
It's culture, man. It's the ambiance of it all.
Nigga, ooh, musty. Right, though, Lulu. You gonna be musty or you gonna smell like fish in Hawaii if you try to sell the fish? Like, you're gonna be one of the other.
Question. You know, like when there's like in the Caribbean, there's like hurricane season. Is there something equivalent in Hawaii?
Shower season.
Yeah, they get a lot of rain. I think. Well, I don't know. Let's
is it like monsoons or tsunamis or something over there?
But look, you homeless. That should just blow you to a new island. Now you'd be over there like, ooh. It's still a beautiful morning.
You can wake up in Hawaii.
Oh, shit.
You on the island of Oahu today? Like, oh, let me see what I could do here. That was on Kauai yesterday.
Lulu's point, though, if you had a hustle, imagine if you the nigga who climbed the coconut tree and drop them down for people. That's money, too.
Like, you want a coconut? I got you. $5. Kind of
coconut.
Yeah, like go ask homeless Pat. He'll get some.
All right. So Hawaii has a rainy season, and the rainy season is from November through March.
That's a downside, because then you could just be sitting in the rain if you don't have any shelter that day, if you can't find anything.
But they got beautiful jungles and stuff like that with them big ass leaves. Right. Y'all ain't never seen like Tarzan and shit.
Like three of those leaves is a 2-bedroom apartment.
I guess if you have to,
you put up a little.
It's probably a lot of tropical bugs in there too that will bite you. Ooh, I don't know if that's necessarily the best place.
You can make a bed. You ain't never seen naked and afraid. Come on now.
That'd be hard. Like a beautiful.
Speaking of which, would y'all ever survive naked and afraid for those 21 days?
Hell no. I don't like being naked outside. That sounds crazier than the motherfucker.
Right.
Have you ever been naked outside?
Let me think.
Because it's a beautiful morning.
It was a beautiful prime night. But no.
I couldn't do the bugs, bro.
That would be scary.
That's what would get me, the bugs.
Fuck that. When you sit down, your ass is on something. What you talking about? I got to be able to sit down.
Mm-hmm. And then your balls just on the ground, a little ant crawl on it.
You ever seen Naked and Afraid?
Nah.
You would like that shit. Watch it. It's good.
I don't like the name of it.
I don't get why they have to be naked.
Huh?
Right.
I don't get why they have to be naked.
No, because part of this, it's basically you just take away all necessities of life. You don't have water. You don't have clothes. You have nothing.
But all survival shows do that. But I don't got to see they swangling dick when they fishing. Like I don't
because it's a whole nother level of vulnerability when you have no clothes on.
And some people make clothes.
It could be underwear and afraid.
And make a little bamboo thing that cover here. I seen a chick. She made two little leaves with a little string on it. She made a little bikini.
But usually they naked. Usually they stay naked.
Yeah, because it's a survivalist show. Meaning, like, you literally have to know how to do everything. Got to make clothes. Got to catch food. Got to, like, if you get sick, how you supposed to take care? Like, it's everything. That's why I can never do that.
They be getting fucked up on that show too. Like, this one dude was like trying to fish. He cut his foot on coral, so he couldn't even walk. So, like, it was just his partner that was going out looking for food, and she wasn't experienced in hunting. She's coming back with, like, bugs and shit like that. These niggas are eating ants. It was crazy.
Some people don't make it. Some people do make it.
You would come back with
a lot of people don't make it.
I'm shooting that flare at the first inconvenience. I don't give it. No, these niggas have way too much pride.
Like they drop you off there. No, Pat, they drop them off on a boat.
It's like negative 30 degrees. Like, oh, I'm freezing to death, but I'm not gonna do it.
What? Damn, you said you shouldn't have flare. It was something that. Oh, so they have to set up the cameras too, because they film as well as the camera crew. Like, but at nighttime, it usually are them, and they're doing like. So they got to set up the camera, go hit the GoPro and all that type of stuff. It's nigga, it's a whole.
I don't be believing thing. That though, because in Alone, they'd be like starving to death, but also getting B-roll. It's like, nigga, you guys ain't doing. You're not getting no establishing shots in your particular. I be wondering that, because it'd be.
I think the worst part of that show is if you make it the 21 days, it's not automatically over. You gotta walk like 3 miles in a certain direction. They don't even give you the they show you a map that
even, here. It says
they be like,
here.
This is where we're at, and you just gotta figure it out. I'm like, that is so cruel. This person has not eaten for real in 21 days. And now sometimes it'd be because, like 115, 120 degree heat. They got to walk 3 miles.
But that is just a test of your survival. Like if this is real life and you knew in 3 miles over there, your destination is like freedom. Can you push through?
Right. As soon as I got there and they were like, you got to take your clothes off. I'd be like, I am too chunky for this. Out of here.
But guess that's what? In 21 days, you're going to come out skinny, girl.
That would be the.
Girl, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it.
Coming Ernie, back skinny as hell.
Yeah, them motherfuckers be losing weight on that show, boy. And here's the craziest part. They just started doing it for money. Negative Frame was they didn't get no cash prize after the 21 days. It was just bragging rights of like I lasted 21 days.
Really?
Yeah, they never got. I mean, they got paid for like being on TV, like the appearance fee, but it was no cash prize for doing it.
The thing about cash prizes is it makes the people evil. It really gets people to like show who they are. Like that, the show Outlast is basically like there's like, I think you win like $500,000 or something. What and after, if you make it 50 days, they'll drop just enough crab traps for like all the teams but one. So whoever gets there first, they could take all of them so that nobody gets them, or they could just take enough for just them. And I always wondered, like, would I take everybody's crab traps, or would I just take enough for it? It's like some crazy psychological stuff, and most people.
Damn, that's crazy.
Outlast.
Where's that at?
Netflix. I think they're in Alaska.
Ooh,
and that's different from Alone, right?
Well, they get to be in teams, but the thing is, you can't
the show Alone.
Yeah, Outlast it's different.
From Alone.
Okay. Yeah, because you can be in teams, but you can't be by yourself. So if nobody wants you, you out.
Damn.
With a melted glass of ice in their cup?
It's a cold game, man. All right, well, shit, let's put it to a vote, y'all. Homeless in Hawaii, jail in Alaska. What we doing?
Homeless in Hawaii.
Homeless. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
What is this? Why are you doing this?
We almost got...
Itching. You got bugs, you got to get them off, but you...
Oh, I thought you were washing.
No. You it's watch the other bugs way. Off. Well, it's a beautiful bugs getting off you because you're just waking up. Like,
Man, you have a good homeless voice.
There goes homeless CP.
So that is 3 unanimous votes for this episode. We all voted the same on this episode. Shout out to the gang. Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez, Meg Scoop, CP, of course, up to hear more. And shout out to y'all for watching another episode. We'll see you next week on a brand new episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.